Awesome. The first domino is falling. You know, I just read an article. I was actually to do a video on it today. I think it's in the, is it called the National Standard or something like that? It's a liberal left-wing rag. And the author was basically saying, he's a leftist, and he's basically saying this election's not over. Trump very, very may well pull this off. He very may well successfully plead his case in court, overturn enough votes, get enough votes thrown out, and overturn the election, which most likely, of course, Biden is not going to stand for. They're going to throw it to the Supreme Court eventually. And then you've got a 5-vote conservative bloc there that will either side on behalf of Trump. Well, it could side on Biden, but I mean, let's just say I don't think Democrats are counting on that. Either way, they side with Trump, or they could throw it to the House of Representatives, where we have 31 Republican states versus 19 Democrat states, and Trump in a blowout with the delegates there. That's how we solve this. So we've got the first domino to drop here. So I decided, let's forget the theory here. Somebody's saying, yeah, it looks like liberals admitting, yeah, it looks like Trump may be able to squeak this out. This is getting really nervous, really concerning. Well, this is before a bombshell decision was just made public. It was just handed down. It is the first court case to decide on the Trump legal team's a complaint that there was mass voter fraud, and it has sided on behalf of Trump. They have ruled in favor of Trump. Let's get right into it, guys. If you don't know, I'm Dr. Steve, by the way. Hello. If this is your first time here, please smack that bell and subscribe button. Love to have you as a regular part of this channel. It would be awesome. Hopefully, this is the first domino to fall of many, many more. But this has just come in just moments ago. A Pennsylvania court has given the Trump campaign a gigantic victory in their battle to overturn the voter fraud results as they're being pushed by the monolith of the mainstream media. Now, remember, the mainstream media is doing kabuki theater right now. And the kabuki theater is, it's a two-step dance, okay? The first step is there is no evidence of voter fraud. There is no evidence of voter fraud. Second step is, well, even if there is evidence, it doesn't matter because it's not enough to overturn the vote. So they're danged if you do, danged if you don't, heads I win, tails you lose, right? There is no voter fraud. And even if there is, it's not enough to make a difference. So it reminds me, I said, of a colleague I know who say that who likes to put it this way, that liberalism is rooted in two fundamental principles. Number one, we believe in free speech. Number two, shut up. Okay. So we're seeing the same kind of approach. We believe in free speech. Shut up. Same kind of approach. There is no evidence of voter fraud. And whatever voter fraud we found, it doesn't matter. All right. So heads I win, tails you lose. So here's what's going on. A Pennsylvania court, as of this afternoon, has ruled in favor of the Trump campaign, ordering that the state must throw out ballots. They cannot count ballots where the voters needed to provide proof of identification and failed to do so by November 9th. Now, at this point, I don't know how many ballots this is. We're going to end up finding that out, but it's the beginning, hopefully, of many, many more similar decisions to come that will overturn Pennsylvania. But here's the bottom line. Pennsylvania state law requires that voters have until 6 days after the election. So for this year, it was November 9th. They had 6 days after a legally cast vote by November 3rd to cure any problems they may have had regarding a lack of proof of identification. And this obviously has a lot to do with the chain of custody going on with mail-in ballots. You have to have signature certification there, for example. So the signature on the mail-in ballot has to match the signature that the state of Pennsylvania has on their database. It's part of what's called the chain of custody to verify and certify the vote. The problem is that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decreed that mail-in ballots could actually be accepted 3 days after the election date. Okay. Now, if you don't know this, we did a video and it was called, I forget the title of it specifically, but basically it's titled Why President Trump Will Win Pennsylvania and as a result, the election. Okay. And it gets into detail of something called Act 77. You can read it online. It's very interesting. But Act 77 is Pennsylvania's election law that requires that all votes, including mail-in ballots, have to be turned in by the time polls close on election day, on November 3rd, right? So that all the ballots have to be in by 8 p.m. on November 3rd, obviously, right? Or else, you know, if you didn't have that, oh, I don't know, maybe you could have, you know, a bunch of vans do a vote dump at 4 a.m. after it turns out that the candidate you don't like is winning by 700,000 votes, right? Well, that didn't seem to matter to the four Democrats in a 4-3 vote on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Pennsylvania votes for their Supreme Court justices directly on a down ballot, so they run as Democrats or Republicans. As I understand it, four Democrats on the Supreme Court decided that they were going to change the election date. It was not, mail-in ballots do not have to be in by 8 p.m. on November 3rd. No. They have to be in by November 6th. So they changed the date, okay? It was an overrule of the Pennsylvania state legislature that set the deadline for November 3rd, okay? So make sure you just kind of get the rhythm of that. And so what happened as a result is that the the amount of time you have to produce the verification for your identification after you cast a legal vote by 8 p.m. November 3rd was 6 days. That's what the legislature gave you. You can't change your vote, but you can cure any identity problems that you have 6 days after that. So that goes to the 9th, to November 9th. So November 9th is it. If you haven't cured your identity problems, your vote is tossed. That's it. Supreme Court comes and says, no. You don't have to have your vote in by November 3rd. You can bring it in by November 6th. So they changed the date. And so the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania changed the date for curing your identity problems to November 12th, 6 days after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's date change. Okay, makes sense? So just as the Pennsylvania Supreme Court pushed the date back 3 days, so the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania said you could provide proof of identification another 3 days after the original November 9th date as set by the Pennsylvania State Legislature. Now, the whole problem with all of this is that the United States Constitution is absolutely clear that state legislatures, not judges, not secretary of states, not bureaucrats, not electors, no one else, state legislatures have the exclusive right to prescribe the time, place, and manner of holding elections. And I believe it's Article 1, Section 4 gives the legislatures the sole right to prescribe the time, place, and manner of holding elections. And Justice Sam Alito in the Supreme Court said that if judges can turn around and say, no, never mind, we've decreed it's going to be 3 days after it, he says Article 1, Section 4 then would make no sense. It would have absolutely no authority whatsoever. The only way it has authority is if the state legislatures alone could set the time, place, and manner of the election. And so what this court decision this afternoon in Pennsylvania did is it declared that the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania lacked the statutory authority to issue a change of date for the proof of identification, thus rendering all votes coming in after the original date set by the Pennsylvania State Legislature invalid. We have our first official vote tossing going on in this election. Now, Kyle Becker of Fox News, who in fairness has been on top of the voter fraud cases, maybe he's part... I heard Fox News had to hire some kind of crisis consultant. Did you hear about this? Fox News. Oh, man, they're so pathetic. They actually had to hire some kind of PR agency to help them work through this crisis they're having with their audience, only because they've been sticking a middle finger at us now for the last, what, 8-9 days. So anyway, they do still have angels there, of course, and Kyle Becker seems to be one of them. He's been on top of the voter fraud cases, even although, you know, people like Cavuto and all that are dismissing voter fraud out of hand. But he's been on top of it. And he tweeted out today that this is most likely this decision today by the court to toss out ballots will most likely guarantee that Pennsylvania is going to go to the Supreme Court. It is going to land at the feet, as it were, of the 5-block conservative majority there, okay? And SCOTUS has already telegraphed via Sam Alito, writing on behalf of the conservatives, that they are ready to side with the Republicans on this one. This was a blatant violation of the United States Constitution, both by the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania as well as their Secretary of State. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania violated the U.S. Constitution when they changed the election date by judicial fiat, by judicial decree, which is a classic case of legislating from the bench. Again, it's so interesting because if all the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had to do was send the law, this Act 77, back to the Pennsylvania legislatures, that's all they had to do. If they were concerned about what they called a natural disaster and the hardships that COVID was placing on people, that's what they were concerned about. They could have said, look, you said November 3rd, we believe that that's going to cause undue hardships for people who are dealing with COVID or what have you. We would like to see you take that in consideration. Fine. The legislature would take it back. They say, okay, it's got to be on 3rd, but we can stretch it back to the 6th, the date of the 6th for any mail-in ballots because of blah, blah, blah. They could have done that. But instead, what the court did is they changed the law by judicial fiat. And that is a classic case of legislating from the bench. And if there is one thing that our conservative 5-vote block despises, is legislation from the bench. Okay. So that's what's going to be so interesting here. So this is a gigantic victory because it's the first of what of many judicial rulings to come, but it's a telegraphing that the Democrats here are totally in the wrong, that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices, those 4 Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices, I believe, were all Democrats, and bottom line, they're saying that the Democrats in Pennsylvania overstepped their bounds, and now that overstep is coming back to haunt them with ballots getting tossed out. The Dems misstepped big time on this, and the courts look ready to reverse many of these votes that were cast illegally by virtue of unconstitutional legislating, either from the bench or from the Secretary of State. Now, it gets better. While all of this is going on, okay, and getting ready for SCOTUS, right, for our Supreme Court of the United States, yesterday, the Speaker of the House of Pennsylvania, who's a Republican, remember, Pennsylvania, both houses, both branches of government have Republican legislatures, so the Senate and the House. The Speaker of the House of Pennsylvania said he wanted an audit of all the votes in Pennsylvania, and this is key, before they can be certified. They cannot be certified until the legislature audits the votes. Now, what's so neat about this is that the Democrats are doing everything they can to block a recount in Pennsylvania as ordered by the courts, right? Surprise, surprise. So much for Joe's, oh, let's all come together. Let's all work together. First thing you can do to work together, well, let's have a recount. Let's make sure everything was fine, right? Oh, no, we can't do that, right? So Democrat lawyers are doing everything they can to block a recount as ordered by the courts. But the legislature in Pennsylvania could do whatever it wants. Dick Morris was talking about this today. Again, the Constitution is absolutely clear here. It's the legislatures that are the governing authorities over their state elections. And so the Republican legislature is ordering an audit of the Pennsylvania vote, which is about to begin. And what that means is that the Democrats can fight this in the courts all they want. They not only lost the first decision in this, but before it even ends up going to the Supreme Court, the Pennsylvania state legislator has already decided to audit the vote. And that itself may be enough to get rid of many of these fraudulent ballots that could easily turn Pennsylvania back to Trump. So there's nothing Democrats can do about this. They're totally hopeless in this entire process. And even if the audit doesn't turn the state over to Trump, or if it's too unclear and so forth, this goes to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has already signaled that they're very ready to toss out all the votes that were cast after that 8 p.m. November 3rd deadline. That the Secretary of State was wrong in pushing back and changing the date for curing whatever identity issues you have, then the Supreme Court is going to be wrong for changing the original date. And if the votes for curing the identity at the later date are tossed out, then the votes after 8 p.m. on November 3rd may very well be tossed out. This is an absolutely amazing development that's going on here. So I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited. Now, I'm so excited that we are going to continue this conversation and dive really deep into stuff with a live Q&A that we're going to have tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And I want to invite every one of you to it. It's for our Insiders Club members. And we don't want you to miss out on this Q&A where we get to interact with each other directly and really think through and strategize with things here. But it's only for our Insiders Club members. And so what I want you to do right now is I want you to click on the link down below in the pinned comments section. Join our exclusive Insiders Club right now. And here's our gift to you. We're giving you your first 2 weeks absolutely free. It's a free trial, so you can be part of the Q&A and you don't have to commit. You can cancel anytime. You can ask me the questions tonight. You got nothing to lose. We have so many people registered for this thing. It's going to be awesome. So the fact that we are actually thinking of making this a brand new feature for our Insiders members only, especially given the extraordinary situation we're in, we're going to have weekly direct Q&A, and you're not going to want to miss this. This is so awesome. We need to make sure we're supporting each other through this. We're seeing a total revolution in media right now, right? Newsmax is now blowing past Fox Business. We're seeing a total revolution of moving from mass society, where we had big media and big tech, and it's moving over to the network society, where we're all becoming independent content creators, and we're finding that we can report truth at a much more immediate access, and we can all be part of the story and the process, and there's nothing they can do about it. But we got to strategize with that. We got to be able to network with each other. And the Insiders Membership Club is precisely how you get to do that with us. And we have an international audience, right? We have nationalist populace all over the world that you're going to be able to interact with. They're the most wonderful group on the planet. So you get your first 2 weeks absolutely free. So you got nothing to lose. Click on that link below and join us tonight for a live Q&A where we're going to take this conversation, pick it right on up, and we'll be able to interact with one another. Gang, I'm so excited about what's going on. I know you guys are too. Thank you so much for all the super chats. As you can see, I'm pretty focused right now trying to get in everything, because this breaking news, it's really happening. I mean, really, the dominoes are beginning to fall, and this is going to be some of the most exciting things. Again, no promises. Anything can happen, but this is exactly what we want to see happen in terms of the court cases. We want to see courts throwing out ballots and finding these Democrat activists disguised as Secretary of States and judicial activists or judges and the like. We want to see their decisions, their unconstitutional decisions, overturned. So join me tonight by clicking on that link below. Make sure you sign up for the Insiders Members Club. You've got, what, 3 hours and 15 minutes before we start. So make sure you get in there. There's a couple of things you got to do just to set up. It's real easy. And then we're going to have an awesome evening tonight of Q&A. We'll go into the wee hours, shall we? And it'll be awesome. So remember, you get your first 2 weeks free, and you can cancel at any time. And I'll see you tonight for our live Q&A, 8 p.m., guys. This is really exciting. We'll be talking more about it tonight. All right, guys. See you then. God bless, and I love you guys.